Yeah, hopefully we can get through this week and have all of our guys back on Sunday. And like I said, capitalize on what they give us. I think that teams know that we're a bit deep threat. I think the guys, the receiving corps, has done a great job all year, and we look to continue to do that.
The you know, all you hear about with the Packers is they have so many weapons. This guy, tight end, you know what I mean? And, you know, you guys are known to have a lot of weapons, but you think people would maybe not know as much about that, that, you know, there's so much about the pack of weapons that, you know, with you and with Jake healthy and all the other receivers, that, hey, we got some guys here too?
I don't know. I think that it's been known that there's been several games where Aaron Rodgers has thrown to 12 different receivers. And that's what I mean. You're just spreading it around the ball. I think they look to do that. And I think we just have our guys that are known to make plays and are expected to make those plays. We just have to try to put the ball as much in their hands as possible.
Well, you say their hands. I mean, you made one of those plays against them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about I just can't really think of when you think of what Aaron Rodgers does, especially getting the ball to 12 different guys in one game, that's just kind of unheard of. I haven't really counted, but I don't know if we've done that. But, I mean, obviously that's an impressive stat.
Is there anything – it looks, you go against statistically the worst defense in the league, and it looks like a great matchup. But is there anything that's fool's gold about it? Because they do have a lot of turnovers too.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you look at a team that you can say they get beat deep a lot, obviously you're going to try to take advantage of that. And taking advantage of that, you still have the possibility of throwing interceptions. So I don't know if they try to bait you into throwing deep and make plays. I think that I've seen a couple plays where defensive backs have been getting picks because of overthrown balls, not necessarily right on the money. So I think they kind of tend to do that, and whether it's tip balls or just bad throws, I think that they're doing a good job of taking advantage of that.